As the rhetoric has heated up between the U.S. and North Korea, defense experts have been wondering, could the U.S. or its allies actually shoot down a missile launched by North Korea? Joining us now is Ian Williams, Associate Director of the Missile Defense Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He's in Washington. Ian Williams, what's the answer? Does the U.S. have the capability to shoot down a missile?
Yes, it most likely could. There's a lot of variables. If we wanted to shoot down, the greater challenge would be shooting actually down a missile that was fired as a test. You know, our missile defense systems in the region are deployed in such a way that they can defend places, cities, people, military bases. They're not necessarily ideally, optimally positioned to, say, intercept a missile that's headed towards the middle of the Pacific Ocean like Kim Jong-un has been doing. So that's one complication, but they're certainly in place if North Korea ever actually fired a missile at something that really threatened something.
How do we know that we have the capability to do that, though?
Well, the systems that we have deployed have undergone pretty extensive testing. One of the systems we have in the region is the Patriot system, and this is this system has been proven. We see it working very well in the Yemen conflict. Saudi Arabia has deployed Patriots against missiles coming out of Yemen fired by Houthi rebels. And from what we can tell, they've hit everything they fired at. The THAAD system, for example, has a 100% success rate in tests. The Aegis system has been tested since the 90s and has about an 85% success rate in tests. So these are pretty reliable.
We were speaking recently with Jim Walsh about this. He's at the Security Studies Program at MIT, and he said the problem would be that if we were to shoot down one of North Korea's missiles, that we'd then have to do that every time after that they, you know, shot a missile into the air, because otherwise, either you miss the first time or you miss the fourth time, you prove that you don't always have the ability to shoot the missile down.
Yeah, I would agree with the sense from a policy perspective that if we start trying to shoot down the North Korea test launches that are just firing into the ocean, then what do you do about the next one? What do you do about the next one? And my big concern about that is really starting to strain the inventory of interceptors. And that inventory would start running down pretty quickly, and we may not be prepared if they did actually fire something that really threatens something.
Let me just go back to the overall picture with North Korea. What do you think of what's going on right now and the rhetoric between Kim Jong-un and President Trump?
Well, it's pretty unprecedented. I mean, usually North Korea has had the monopoly on the kind of the bombast and the kind of inflammatory rhetoric. I'm starting to think that they don't quite know what to do now that they're getting some of it in return. It certainly has lent to an unpredictable situation where the risk of miscalculation, which could lead to conflict, is probably higher than it would otherwise be.
Are you concerned about it?
Yes, I am concerned about it. I think, you know, if a conflict did start in the Korean Peninsula, I think, you know, the combined forces of the United States, South Korea, and Japan would prevail, but the cost of that would be very high. I mean, I think there's Pentagon estimates saying that there could be as many as 20,000 people killed a day in the initial days of the conflict. So,
and a lot of those people, not in North Korea, but in South Korea or even in
South
Japan.
Korea, yeah. and in North Korea. And that's assuming that the conflict didn't go nuclear.
Right.
And certainly there's a lot of other threats that North Korea poses beyond the nuclear threat. They have a lot of artillery, for example, that could bombard Seoul. That would be a barrage like nothing we've seen since World War II or even World War I. They also have large stockpiles of other kinds of weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons, biological weapons. We saw that demonstrated with the assassination of Kim Jong-un's half-brother with VX nerve agent. We also believe they may have large stockpiles of anthrax. Imagine a weaponized anthrax weapon fired at a port that would normally be used to bring in more U.S. forces to the region, making those kinds of points of embarkation and points of debarkation for military forces inoperable could really complicate our response and ultimately make the war more costly and deadly.
So given all of that and the issue that you brought up a moment ago, that there could be an accidental trigger for some kind of conflict, mm-hmm. would your advice be to the United States to tone down the rhetoric?
I think so. Again, it's possible that a more aggressive rhetoric might ultimately deter North Korea from continuing to push the envelope. That doesn't seem to be what we've seen. We've seen arguably the greatest provocations that we've ever seen from North Korea in just the past few months, with the tests of an ICBM, the test of a hydrogen bomb. So it's kind of an alarming trend. There's just so much uncertainty here that I think everyone needs to take a breath.
That's Ian Williams, who is Associate Director of the Missile Defense Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Ian Williams, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.